This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, and welcome to show number 230 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Jimmy, and it is Sweet 16 time. One of our favorite times of the year is our annual attraction madness at our bracketology that we do every year. This year it happens to be attractions. We're down tonight to the Sweet 16. Tonight with me, who will be voting, I have Sam from the Tampa Airport. Sam, thank you for joining us.
I'm just outside of Rumfish. For those of you that know the Tampa Airport, there's a little bit of background noise here. I hope it's not too much, but I was Lucky Flower and Garden the last couple of days, but I'm in Tampa headed home. Thanks for the flexibility, guys, and let's get going.
And I also have Lisa. Lisa, how are you today?
Yay, how you doing tonight, Jimmy? Hey, Sam.
I feel like Small World's going to win it all.
You know
Absolutely.
What? Let's stop that. Let's stop that right now.
You voted for Small World last week, Lisa. You weren't here, but you voted for him.
You did.
And I can justify that plus my other arguments. Jimmy's abuse that I took. I can certainly justify the voting last week, but that's okay. We'll go down that road some other time.
Okay.
And then this week we also have Ed. Hey, Ed. How's it going?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous?
Oh, wait, that's not Ed. Okay, guys, you got
it's
us.
Not this, Ed, Ed's in Paris.
This week, Ed was at Disneyland Paris today. Lucky him. So we have Morgan, who's going to be filling in for Ed tonight. Hey, Morgan, how's it going?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for joining. And Morgan is going to be here voting, but she actually has Ed's pick. So she's going to be here as a proxy for Ed.
I put my beret on and I got some French fries, so I'm like, you know, Parisified.
What about, are French fries French? I don't know.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Maybe some French wine? Champagne?
I'll get some macaroons.
Macaroons.
There you go. Macaroons. That works.
All right, guys. Well, let's get into tonight's round. The Sweet 16. God, there's some really, really tough votes. We're about to tackle. So it ought to be a lot of fun. I expect there to be some upsets. Let's get started with seed number one, the Haunted Mansion, versus seed number four, the TTA People Mover. And Sam, we'll go to you first.
You know, Jimmy, you said some of these were going to be really close, and others I don't think will be so close.
That's true.
And as much as I love the TTA, this vote has to go with the defending champion and number one Haunted Mansion. That's my vote.
Okay. Lisa?
You know, I'm right there with Sam on this one. As much as I love the TTA, as much as I love that People Mover, I just don't think I could go against the defending champion. I don't think I could go against the Haunted Mansion. It's a staple in Magic Kingdom.
And Morgan with Ed's vote.
Ed voted Haunted Mansion, and I happily agree with them. Again, as much as I like the People Mover, it's a great ride to go on. Haunted Mansion for life for me, so I'm glad of Ed's vo- of Ed's vote.
And I obviously, the Haunted Mansion is one of my favorite rides of all time. So I obviously went with Haunted Mansion. And to follow that up, the community also went, the Disney Nerds community also went Haunted Mansion by 78%, which is probably going to be one of the biggest differentials we'll see tonight. So the Haunted Mansion sweeps it.
I'm still surprised there were 22 or so percent that went TTA. I really am. I thought this was overwhelming Haunted Mansion.
I looked at these results and I thought, wow. I mean, look at, I know TTA is certainly one of those attractions that people love, but I didn't think that it would get as many votes as it did.
No. Some of those votes I think you get just because somebody may not like the Haunted Mansion, which we find that hard to believe, but some people don't, that's probably not their cup of tea. So TTA gets it by default in those situations. All right, moving on to the second round of the Magic Kingdom bracket. We have the third seed, Tower of Terror, versus the second seed of Soarin'. And I'm going to say, I bet this one won't be as close as much of a differential as the last one. This one will be much closer. So we'll go to Lisa first. Lisa?
Yeah, and for me, this was a tough matchup for me. I do like both of these attractions. I will say, though, my vote went to Tower of Terror. Different every time. I just, overall, I love the attraction. I love the inside of the Tower of Terror Hotel, the queue, the pre-show, the picture. It's afterwards, it's just all of it from start to finish, I think, is in its totality a better attraction than Soarin'.
That's tough to argue with. And then we'll go to Morgan with Ed's vote.
Ed went with Tower of Terror, so he's kind of with Lisa, I think, probably for the same reasons, I'm sure.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I'm going to go with Tower of Terror as well, and the Disney Nerds community will as well, with 52.55% of the vote. As I assumed, it was much closer than the last round. Sam?
And you know what, Jimmy? As much as I want to be that one person to stand out and go, oh no, Soarin' is way better than Tower of Terror, I can't do that.
Right.
I also voted Tower. I wish that Soarin' had some rewritability and they gave us different scenes to change, like Star Tours. I've been down that path before. We won't have to talk about it. This sets up an incredible matchup in the Elite Eight, which is Haunted Mansion versus Tower. Boy, you better get out there and vote for that one. That's going to be tough.
That's going to be so close. That's going to be such a tough matchup.
How interesting is it that the first two we did in this Magic Kingdom section of the bracket were so close in the voting and we're getting down to the Sweet 16, yet both of them are sweeps.
I don't think it'll be a sweep next week.
It'd be tough.
No, I agree. I don't think it's going to be a sweep either.
Be tough. All right, let's head down to the Hollywood Studios section of the bracket. We have a number one seed in Big Thunder Mountain Railroad versus a number five seed in Space Mountain. And we'll start with Ed's vote from Morgan.
All right. Well, Ed, in my opinion, picked a good choice. He picked Space Mountain. So that's something I would have picked and what I voted for. So I like Ed's choice.
I agree. I went with Space Mountain. I love Big Thunder Mountain. It's not easy for me to vote against it. But when you first walk into Space Mountain, the sounds, the smells, the darkness, the remembering back in the day when they had the big meteors that looked like big chocolate chip cookies. I don't think they even have those anymore. But that ride is just so quintessential Disney to me. So I went with Space Mountain. And interestingly enough, the Disney Nerds community, as of right now, and this is subject to change, as of right now, Space Mountain is winning it 50.7% to 49.3%.
It's amazing.
So it's ridiculously close. That is subject to change by voting, at midnight tonight. So if everybody else goes, if you know, depending on Lisa and Sam's vote, it may not matter, but it very well may. So, Sam, we'll go over to you.
Oh, well, let's see, because as much as I like space and Big Thunder, Space Mountain kills my back, number one. I have an issue with that, and I know many people do. Now, why I love Big Thunder. Big Thunder reminds me of the way that their seating are. You can have three people sit across. It's me and my wife and our youngest between us. One of his first roller coaster experiences that holds for my youngest, for my daughter, and for my oldest. I absolutely love the fact that you can sit three wide. And that's why my vote is Big Thunder for this one. What sets up an interesting thing here for Lisa to go with?
Boy, you know, and here's the catch for me. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad was the very first roller coaster I ever rode. So you're talking about those memories. Sam, you're talking about those moments that you had with your children. I had with my older brother and my parents. That was my very first roller coaster as a child. But there is something about Space Mountain that just, and Jimmy said it, I could sit and listen to the Star Tunnel music all day long. I could sit in my office and listen to it, close my eyes, and I'm on the ramp on my way up, you know, waiting to see my picture on the right hand side and give whoever's in front of me bunny ears. And there's something about Space Mountain as a whole. And look at, you know, once I understand where you're coming from with the, it can get very choppy, but Space Mountain to me is the winner for me.
Okay. Space Mountain moving on to
Space
the
Space Mountain moves
eight.
On, man. And I can't disagree with any of that. It is what it is. Although I will say my vote would absolutely have been Space Mountain if the old queue was still at Big Thunder. The switchbacks up on the top, I absolutely hated that. I love that they did something to that and made it a little bit interactive.
That's actually
but Space Mountain
point.
Moves on.
Yep. All right. Into our second matchup in the Hollywood Studios corner of the bracket, we have the number three seeded Spaceship Earth against the number seven seeded Expedition Everest. I will start out. I'm as much as I love Spaceship Earth, and if this was the Jeremy Irons version, who am I kidding? No, I'd probably still pick Expedition Everest.
That would have been my follow-up question, Jimmy. Though, is if this were not, you know, Judi Dench, if this were Jeremy Irons, would this vote be the same?
It'd probably be much more of a battle in my mind. Compared to the current version in Expedition Everest. Everything, you know, Sam just said about Big Thunder, I think, you know, Expedition Everest is the same way. You sit side by side, you can, you know, kids can enjoy it. It's got a great queue. It goes backwards, which is amazing. So Expedition Everest for me, the community, the Disney Nerds community also went Expedition Everest by 60%. Certainly not a landslide, but I don't see that one changing. So we'll go to Sam next.
I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to bring it down to one thing. And I think Ed's going to agree with me, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. It's hashtag fix the Yeti. That's why I'm going to go with the Spaceship Earth.
So based upon our premise of if Expedition Everest was sitting there, and Spaceship Earth was sitting there, and neither one had a line, and you could pick one or the other, but both of them were closing tomorrow. That's it. You get one more ride. You're going Spaceship Earth over Expedition Everest.
Yes.
Even with
I'm going Spaceship Earth for that last ride. Absolutely.
But if the Yeti was working, that would change it.
No, there's more to it than just the Yeti.
Okay.
I
figured there was, but
I just love it. It's the whole geography. It's just the scope of that attraction and how they built that thing. And it's the icon. And I agree. It would be Spaceship Earth.
Okay. Lisa.
Wow. This is really tough following Sam. I'm not going to lie to you here.
Yeah, because he makes a great argument. It's tough.
Yeah, he brings such great arguments to the table. And I do love Spaceship Earth. I do like the Jeremy Irons better. But there is no better Q, I think, in Walt Disney World than Expedition Everest. I think the Q is fabulous. The attraction is amazing. The fact that you stop, the whole track shifts. You go backwards, and then you come back up, and the track shifts again, and you go forwards. It's an incredible roller coaster. So my vote's definitely for Expedition Everest.
I think the other thing, well, two things. I think you're right. It is the best queue, only because, in my opinion, now I would tell you, I would think, in my opinion, Tower of Terror has a better queue, but. Well, let me say this. Tower of Terror has the potential to have a better queue, but you don't get to walk through it as much as you do in Expedition Everest, if that makes sense. Like, if they had switchbacks in Tower of Terror that really let you walk around the lobby a little bit more, to me it would be fantastic. But yeah, Expedition Everest does have a great queue that tells a great story, and you're right there. You can put your hands on things, you can touch things, you can... Yeah, so I that's a great argument. I think the other thing is that, you know, with Expedition Everest, look, if there was no line and you could just ride it over, and you could ride that over and over and over and over again.
And you know what? I really think that my vote would be different if not for one thing. And maybe this is something you guys haven't experienced, but I know I've raved about it in the past. If you ride Expedition Everest at night, it is a completely different attraction. Mm. Expedition Everest at night is amazing, and your eyes don't adjust. You don't need to adjust from dark to night, or from dark to light, rather. So you don't need that adjustment. You can see so much more inside those caves, and just the sights outside are fabulous. And looking left and right when you're going up to the very peak, I think Expedition Everest at night is probably one of my favorite nighttime attractions.
Very good.
I have never done that. I'm going to put it on my list, Lisa. Do that at night.
All right. And we'll go to Morgan with Ed's vote.
Well, Ed, of course, sided with Sam, picked Spaceship Earth, which I know that's something that I would have chosen as well, just for the nostalgia, for what Sam said with the icon. You know, I'm sure that Ed's thought process is very similar to Sam on that one.
Well,
we hashtag fix the Yeti. You think I can get Ed to go to the Animal Kingdom 20th anniversary when Joe Rohde's going to be signing autographs with a hashtag fix the Yeti t-shirt?
Or like a big white, awesome. Like a big sign, like a protest sign?
Yeah, well, I want to get this picture with it.
Right.
Me, Ed, and Joe Rohde with hashtag fix the Yeti.
So that creates an Elite Eight matchup coming out of the Hollywood Studios bracket that is going to be incredibly challenging.
Space Mountain and Expedition Everest.
Wow.
It's a tough one.
These don't get easier. These do not get easier.
No, that's correct. All right. Let's go back to, let's go to the top right Epcot section of our bracket. And it is a number one seed, Pirates of the Caribbean. And versus a number four seed of Kilimanjaro Safaris. And on this one, we go back to the top with Sam.
So you'll notice one of the things that I did with this, when you do your voting, the image is the auction scene, which we're still considering. Although after seeing live the new one, I think you guys will enjoy it. And I know Kilimanjaro Safaris, this is the real Jungle Cruise. I understand that. Although Pirates, I think that Haunted Mansion beat Pirates last time we did this, and it may happen again. I am Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, for me, this is a no-brainer. I didn't vote Kilimanjaro Safari during the last round, so it's Pirates of the Caribbean for me here.
And Morgan with Ed's vote.
I got another vote for Pirates, which again is another vote that I would have done myself. Pirates is one of my favorite rides, second to Haunted Mansion, so I like Ed's vote here too.
Are you sure you really aren't Ed?
No, I don't have the facial hair.
Okay. Got it. Took a note. I will go Pirates as well. Me and Ed talked about this last week. Little 11-year-old Jimmy in 1986 going to Walt Disney World for the first time. This ride probably carried the biggest impression on me, and Ed was correct about, you know, remembering, you know, when we were going, people tell you, make sure when you go to the Pirates, and the Pirates legs, and make sure you look up at the leg and see the hair on it, and you see that for the first time, and it's like, wow, it's amazing how well detailed this is. So Pirates for me, for sure, that's another one that I can ride. I could ride that over and over and over and sing the song while I'm riding through. And the Disney Nerds community overwhelmingly picked Pirates, 73.94, almost 74%. So with a sweep, the Pirates of the Caribbean will be moving on to the Elite Eight.
So with that, Jimmy, I know that the three of you are down there in a couple of weeks. When you ride Pirates, I think I noticed some other things that had been updated and changed besides the auction scene.
Okay.
So keep your eye out for more than just the oxygen. Nothing major, but just things that look a little bit different. And I'm going, was that there or was that like that before? To the point where I took a lot of pictures. I'm going to go back home and compare. But the auction scene's obvious, the big changes. But I think there's some other changes in there, too.
We will definitely be looking for those and discuss. We may have to ride multiple times to find some of that stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't move some minor things around as well.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Ride that.
We will do that. We will do that research for you, Sam. All right. Bottom side of the Epcot section of the bracket, we have Seven Dwarfs Mine Train versus, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was a number 3 seed. Versus It's a Small World, which was a 2 seed. And on this one, I think we're supposed to go to Lisa first, but we may go straight to Ed and skip Lisa. I kid.
I'm okay with that. Why bother?
I kid.
Because I'm not gonna rock anybody's world this week. I'm definitely going with Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
But you did last week. You went Small World.
Yeah, because I would choose It's a Small World over the Star Wars fireworks, and I know that just blows your mind.
It does. I don't get it.
I love Star Wars fireworks, and I think that they're great, but I tried to defend myself a little bit on the live show on Tuesday in regards to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, because somebody lit me up last week that is planning a trip with me, and I can't begrudge the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train the attraction itself. I think it's great. I like the detail. I love the fact that they brought in the house from Snow White's Scary Adventure. I think the ride vehicles are fabulous. I hate the lap bar. My thighs are not meant for that lap bar. It's not comfortable for me. It's not an enjoyable ride for me. But if it's going up against It's a Small World, this one gets my vote.
All right. And then we'll go to Morgan for Ed's vote.
Ed went with Seven Dwarfs, which personally is not what I would have picked, but he went with Seven Dwarfs, which I completely understand because, you know, it's a great ride from what I've seen. I've never been on it. So, yeah.
Wait, what?
You've never been on it?
I have not gotten a fast pass. I'm a ride snob. If I don't get a fast pass, I'm not waiting long for a ride. So I've never been able to grab that elusive fast pass for Seven Dwarfs yet.
We're going to have to change that eventually.
Yeah, I keep looking, so.
All right. As much as the love I have for It's a Small World, I think Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is a better ride. So I went with Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. The community, the Disney Nerds community, also went with the 3 seed, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, at 69.34%.
And Jimmy, just make it a sweep, because that's where I'm going to put my vote to.
All right, so that's a sweep. And Seven Dwarfs Mine Train rushes in to the Elite Eight. All right, 2 more matches to go. So we're back in the bottom right-hand corner of the bracket in the Animal Kingdom section. And we have seed number 1, Rockin' Roller Coaster, versus seed number 4, Splash Mountain. And we'll go to Morgan first for Ed's vote.
And see, this is where you're going to not want to call me Ed anymore, because he again voted against what I personally would have picked. He went Splash Mountain.
Okay. I guess then that that's point I'm Ed. Because I went Splash Mountain too. We've talked about this. Splash Mountain is another one of my favorite rides. I guess I have a lot of favorite rides, but Splash Mountain is to me quintessential Disney ride. It's a dark ride with a great story, some great music, but then also has the big drop at the end, so it gives you a little bit of everything. I went Splash Mountain. The Disney Nerds community also went Splash Mountain at 62.24%. Sam.
So, I'm going to agree, but let me step back a little bit as to why. You have here a roller coaster versus a log flume. And when you say, oh, one's a roller coaster and one's a log flume, you think that you could do that in any amusement park. But we know that's not true.
Sure.
Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster versus Splash Mountain. When I look at the theming that pulls these things together, you have Aerosmith videos and some some boards with signs on them that sort of glow in the dark versus one of the most intricate animatronic scenes. The zippity-doo-dah scene at the end of Splash Mountain is amazing. The one you see from the train, and if you've never ridden Splash, you go through the train and go, what is that? So my vote is definitely Splash, and it's because of the theming that has done inside that attraction. Zippity-doo-dah is absolutely perfect. It's Splash Mountain over Rock and Roller Coaster.
And Lisa.
And I fully and wholeheartedly agree. Splash Mountain is one of my favorite attractions. And for me, it's a little bit more simple than that. I think for the time that we wait in line, Rock and Roller Coaster is a quick zip to the Coliseum for a concert. And Splash Mountain is a good 13 to 15 minute attraction. I think if I'm going to spend my time waiting in line for an attraction, I kind of want a little bit of bang for my buck, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
So like a 13 minute attraction for me is well worth it. And Sammy hit the nail on the head. I just think the whole thing, there's always something to look at. There's always something going on. The dip that goes down and then goes up is a bit of a surprise, especially to somebody who's never ridden that attraction before. So, and Jimmy, you said it last week, it has everything. It's a thrill ride. It's a dark ride. It's got a great soundtrack. It's got a good queue. All of those things apply. And that's why it's certainly moving on to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
Although I will say, over at Rock and Roller Coaster, I could spend a lot of time playing with the marbles in the door, wondering where I can get that.
That's true.
Used to have the strings on the guitars, but they fixed that, and I think my family might have been one of the reasons why they changed that. But I do like to just play with those marbles.
That's great.
That ride has a great queue as well, though. You can't take Rock and Roller Coaster's got a great queue. I remember back in the day when it first opened, when Joe Perry says, Chris, can you grab my Black Les Paul? They actually had a cast member that would run through the door and grab the Black Les Paul and bring it back.
Absolutely. I remember.
Yeah.
They have recently, the screens in the lines will change as you're there. And occasionally, I know that some names are listed on it. Sort of like at the end of It's a Small World, where your name might come up. Very cool. We have seen our family's names listed on the coming attractions posters as you walk in, right by the marble door. But I missed it because I was playing with the marbles.
Right. Very, 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 very cool. Yeah, that's I can't knock Rock and Roller Coaster. And look, it's in the Sweet 16. And unfortunately, it gets beat, but it's in the Sweet 16 for a reason. All of these attractions are really good attractions on their own.
It was a number one seed,
yeah,
which got knocked off. There you go.
Second number one seed that has taken a hit tonight.
All right. Moving on to our last matchup for tonight in the Animal Kingdom bracket, we have a number 11 seed, Finding Nemo the Musical, and a number 10 seed, Avatar Flight of Passage. Interesting enough that these are in the Animal Kingdom bracket, and both of these attractions are at Animal Kingdom.
I was thinking exactly that.
That's right.
So, it's on me to go first. I have said it before on many shows since I got to try this attraction a few times. In my opinion, Avatar Flight of Passage is the best theme park attraction I've ever been on. Now, with that being said, I'm not saying that that's going to get my final vote at the end of the all at the end of the bracket, because there's other things that go into this bracket other than just being a great attraction. There's also nostalgia and things like that that weigh on our minds as Disney nerds. But in this matchup, as much as I love Finding Nemo the Musical, and I think Finding Nemo the Musical is the best show, not just in Animal Kingdom, but in all of Walt Disney World. And I think it's severely underrated, I think partially because of its location, and a lot of people don't realize it's back there. But it is a fantastic show, but I have to go with Avatar Flight of Passage. Following up from me, after me, the Disney Nerds community, overwhelmingly 82.22% goes with Avatar Flight of Passage as well. Sammy.
So I know that last week, I think it was, you called Finding Nemo the most underrated attraction at Walt Disney World. And I'm going to say, I think Flight of Passage, you said that.
I think Ed said that. Maybe I did.
The most underrated attraction. One of you two did. But,
yeah.
But,
and I agree.
Going on
that. Yeah.
I agree with it. I'm okay with that. I get it. As a show, I will call it underrated show. Although I want to say that Avatar for the Passage is the most overrated attraction at Walt Disney World. And here's why I say that. I think it's all about expectations. I think if you give somebody the idea that it is the best thing they've ever ridden, you're setting it up to not be that good, versus saying it's a good ride and they ride it and go, oh my God, that was the best thing I ever rode. So that said, I am going to say that Flight of Passage is a good attraction, and I will take it over Finding Nemo the Musical. It gets my vote, but I'm going to stop short of saying it's the best thing ever. I'm going to say go ride it and then tell me what you think, because it is pretty damn good.
I hear what you're saying. I still say it's the best theme park attraction I've ever ridden. Lisa?
It goes up against Haunted Mansion, and then he won't say that. So,
well, but that's a different thing, though, because now Haunted Mansion by far is not a great ride.
Keep that sound clip. We're gonna need that later.
We need to save that clip.
It's an Omni Mover. The ride itself, there's nothing fantastic about it. It's the same ride in the Little Mermaid ride. It's the same ride.
If Mansion's an Omni Mover, Flight of Passage is a stationary seat.
It's actually not stationary.
Oh, it pushes forward a little bit. No more than Soarin'.
I think Flight of Passage.
Save that conversation for later.
I think Flight of Passage is much more immersive than Soarin' or any other attraction out there. Now, that doesn't mean I like it overall more than a Haunted Mansion. Maybe I do. I don't know. We'll get to that point when we get there. But
if we get there, you never know. It might not stand up against Splash. Who knows?
It may not. And you know what? I may pick Splash over Flight of Passage. But I still think it just from a technological, how you're supposed to be riding on the back of a Banshee. And I'll be damned if they don't make you feel like you're riding on the back of a Banshee more than anything else. It's more immersive and more believable than anything I've ever been on. How about that?
I agree. I yes.
But at the same rate, I agree with what Sam's saying, which is if you set people up for these great expectations, almost like you're setting them up to be let down. So I agree. I think it's a great attraction. I think everybody, if you're able to experience it. It does get my vote over Finding Nemo the Musical. It does set up a vicious Elite Eight matchup with Splash Mountain, and I will cry over what I'm gonna choose to move on to the Final Four. But for right now, with this Sweet 16 matchup, I definitely choose Avatar Flight of Passage over Finding Nemo the Musical.
All right, and then we'll go to Morgan with Ed's vote.
Ed agrees with you guys. He said Flight of Passage. And I know that me personally, I haven't been on the ride, but I did go through the queue. And it was a 2.5 hour wait. And it did not feel like 2.5 hours because there was so much to look at. All the little details that they put in just the queue I thought was really cool because, you know, once me and my friend got off the ride, she got to go on it, I didn't. We were just like, that was 2.5 hours that we waited? That didn't seem like it. And I saw all the details that they put in that queue.
It's amazing. It really is.
Morgan, was it 2.5 hours on the clock or just on the standby marquee?
I want to say it was 2.5 hours. Is that how long we actually waited? I don't know what was in the marquee because that was the goal of the morning, was ride Flight of Passage. So we were going to go through that queue no matter what it said.
And I think that's the goal of everybody at Animal Kingdom in the morning that doesn't have a fast pass, which opens up the other parts. And you've mentioned this on previous shows, Lisa. It opens up the other side of the park. So Everest, you know, you might be able to jump right on that or even the safari.
Oh, it definitely changes. I'd love to have Lynn Testa on and have a conversation about how something like that affects the touring plans for that park. And we've seen it at Magic Kingdom with Seven Dwarfs. Because in the morning, if you go open the gate, you can go to Splash, you can go to Thunder, or you can go to Space Mountain and probably ride it 3-4 times in a row before a line even forms because everybody runs straight to Seven Dwarfs.
You're absolutely right.
Well, yeah, and even worse with this new way that they're opening Magic Kingdom, and I know we're off tangent, but aren't we always? The new way that they open Magic Kingdom, you know, you can get onto Main Street and you can have breakfast and wait for that morning show, but people line up for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train in that area that goes up past Merida, sort of up and around to the castle. And when they open, it's already a 45-minute line because people are waiting there, and they've been waiting for an hour.
Sure.
So are you really saving time waiting if you got there an hour early and just stood and waited? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I do get it.
Yep. All right. So let's just do a quick recap. Next week, Elite Eight, we'll have Haunted Mansion versus the Tower of Terror.
Ooh.
Space Mountain versus Expedition Everest. Pirates of the Caribbean versus Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Splash Mountain versus Avatar Flight of Passage.
And a couple of quick call outs for voting, which Sam, now you said over 250 people voted this week. I hope that goes up next week. A couple of quick call outs. The biggest margin of victory was Avatar Flight of Passage, over 82% of the vote. I really would have expected a Pirates to have that type of number or Haunted Mansion, but not at all. And then two number one seats fell tonight with Big Thunder Mountain taking a hit and Rock and Roller Coaster taking a hit. So things are starting to open up.
I think we only have, we got two number one. So two of the four fell tonight and we have two number one seats left in Haunted Mansion and Pirates of the Caribbean. So 50%, of the number one seats fell off. Interesting. And another interesting thing is Animal Kingdom bracket. That second matchup, the Avatar Flight of Passage and Finding Nemo the Musical, were seeds 10 and 11. I also think Avatar Flight of Passage could possibly have fallen off earlier. I think it was underseeded. So you never know. Interesting.
Yeah, we talked about that. It just didn't get the love during the seeding round.
Well, and I think
it might be because not a lot of people wrote.
I think that's a part of it. I think it's still relatively new. And so, yep, I agree. But it's going to be interesting, making it for an interesting week next week.
And we talked about that on the live show, me and Lisa, that it really all came down how we felt is between if you got to ride Flight of Passage or not. If you didn't get to ride it yet, you haven't been there for whatever reason, it's hard to vote for something that you haven't experienced.
Sure, especially when you're comparing against something you maybe have some type, you at least have some type of connection to. But if you're going to go there, go ride Flight of Passage. It's mediocre, but you'll love it.
Yes, and you'll come off loving it. So that's the way you should go into it.
Okay.
Although I will say, to those points, if I had not ridden Flight of Passage, I might have voted for Nemo the Musical. But
sure.
Because I had, I did not.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And that would account for, you know, any, you know, 17-20%, however many people voted for Finding Nemo the Musical. That certainly has a significant impact. Have you experienced this attraction?
How long, I mean, it's not even a year yet Flight of Passage has been open. So some people don't go, you know, some people aren't crazy like we are. Some people only go down once
a
year.
If you go every summer, you're
You might not have ridden it yet. If you go down, if you're the person that travels, you know, or a lot of people only travel every 2 years. So a lot of people are waiting now until Star Wars Land opens and Toy Story Land's open. So, you know, we'll see. And again,
it's so interesting to see how those change things. But another story.
Somebody might have been duped into picking the rivers, the Navi River Journey Fast Pass, and didn't get the Flight of Passage because they didn't know any better. I mean, you got us, you know, there's all kind of things. Nowadays, if you don't know any better, you've never heard of any of these rides, you got to pick between one of those. Oh, Navi River Journey, that sounds awesome. Let me pick that one.
Right.
So, it sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll get to experience that for the first time in a week. Kim's been on it. I have not. But I've heard that one's is mediocre.
It's okay. I mean, look at the animatronic at the end. Is
see now, Jimmy, we're setting you up so that you come out and love it.
No, you're supposed to say it sucks. It's terrible. That way, I can come back say, mediocre. You know what? It's not terrible. I know, but you may be overselling.
Oh, it's not terrible.
I mean, you don't want to do Flights of Passage and then immediately do River, because then you're just going to be completely...
underwhelmed.
Yeah, do them the other order for sure. Sure, do them the other
order. Gotcha. All right, guys. For myself and Ed, Morgan, Lisa, Sam, you guys have a great night. Make sure if you want to reach out, make sure go vote. Go vote at the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com annual March tournament, 2018 Attractions Madness. You want to reach out to us via email, you can email us each individually, Jimmy, Ed, Sam, Lisa, Morgan at the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. Make sure to like the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page, join our group Disney Nerds, follow us on Twitter at the Disney Nerds, Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast. Make sure to tune in every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time for our live show. Come sit around, chat Disney with us. We look forward to seeing you there. Good night, Quaharini.
Remember DisneyMadness.com. Congolush.
So long, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Ta-ta for now.
Hey, guys, here's a very special treat for Easter Sunday. It is the Walt Disney World Easter Day Parade from the early 90s. Hope you enjoy this. Congolush.
Easter, everyone. I'm Joan London.
And I'm Regis Philbin. Happy Easter.
And we are your hosts for the 1996 Walt Disney World Happy Easter Parade, along with our good friends from Walt Disney World's Inside Out, J.D. Ross and Brian Leary.
Hi, everybody.
Happy Easter, you guys.
Did you check out the smiles on all the faces of all these people who are coming into the Magic Kingdom for the parade? It's great.
And I mean, they're arriving by the thousands, by train, by plane, by bus, by boat. It's unbelievable.
That's right.
That's right, Reese. The more the merrier. See, it's my job to meet and greet as many people as I possibly can.
Right. Well, JD's mingling his brains out. I'm going to head over to the new Disney Institute.
All right, now that we all know what our jobs are going to be, let's get started, all right? The parade is about to begin.
He's right. Come on, let's get going.
Come on.
Yeah. direct from the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. All the magic, fun, and excitement of television's biggest Easter celebration. It's the Walt Disney World Happy Easter Parade. With your hosts, Joan London and Regis Philbin. And special guests on the Disney Channel's Walt Disney World Inside Out, J.D. Roth and Brian Leary. Brotherly Love's Andrew, Matthew, and Joey Lawrence. Mickey and Minnie. Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny. Beauty and the Beast. The Little Mermaid. Mary Poppins. And all of your favorite Disney friends. And it's all just a hop, skip, and a jump away in the happiest Easter parade ever. The 1996 Walt Disney World Happy Easter Parade is brought to you by Kissimmee St. Cloud, where you'll find affordability and value in the middle of Central Florida's best attractions.
Happy Easter, everybody, and what a spectacular view of the most magical place in the whole world.
And welcome back to the Walt Disney World Happy Easter Parade. And look what we found. It's a great day to be a bunny, huh, guys?
Are
Whoa,
you kidding?
He's getting a little
this
excited
parade
there.
Is going to be hopping with bunnies. All of your favorites are going to be here. The White Rabbit, the Easter Bunny, all except the March Hare, I'm afraid.
Why not the March Hare?
Because it's April.
I had to ask. You know, I just had to ask. Well, anyway, besides our great parade and our little bevy of bunnies, there will be a lot more surprises coming our way, including a beach party blast with the Lawrence brothers. Calm down, girls.
We'll also catch up with all of the wacky Toy Story stars over at the Disney MGM Studios.
But first, let's check up on J.D. Roth. He's busy doing what comes naturally, working the crowd, making some new friends. Yo, J.D.
All right, thanks a lot, Joan and Reese. Here we are. You guys excited to be here? We got all the people down on the street loving the Easter parade. In fact, I wonder, what's your name?
Jennifer Evans.
Jennifer Evans, where are you from?
York, Pennsylvania.
And do you have anyone to say hello to at home watching the parade?
Yeah, my friend Emma and all my friends at school.
Well, hello to everyone at school. It's very important that you guys watch the Easter parade with your family and have a good time. Are you guys having a good time?
Yeah!
These people have come from all over the world. There's even someone over here, she's from Denmark. How do they say Happy Easter in Denmark?
I like to go with Pasca.
I'm not really sure what she said, but I hope it was Happy Easter. Back to you, Joan and Reach.
Well, I know Danish, and she did say Happy Easter,
Absolutely.
Of course. Thanks, J.D.
All right, time now. We're going to turn our ears, our little ears here, and our eyes to the Walt Disney World Happy Easter Parade.
Hey, that sounds good to us.
You can always tell when it's Easter around here because everyone is dressed to the nines.
including these 20 talented young dancers from Kissimmee, Florida's Raskin Dance School. I bet you they have a lot of fun dressing up like this. Look at them.
You know, all kids like to dress up, Joan.
Yeah, us big kids do too sometimes. And here they come dancing down Main Street in their Sunday best. That Broadway melody they're performing is Sunday Clothes. You know, that was from the hit musical Hello, Dolly.
Absolutely. These stunning costumes you see are from Disney Creative Costuming. Did you know they have the largest working wardrobe in the entire world? You know, and I thought Kathy Lee did.
Uh-oh, I'm not touching that line. Hey, look what we've got now.
Jeepers creepers, where'd they get that giant beeper?
That is the biggest Easter basket anyone's ever seen. Took a very strong Easter bunny to deliver that one, right?
Somebody who at least worked a year at the gym.
We know this guy. There's Major Mike.
Oh, I love Major Mike. Leading the world band as usual. Never missed a step either. Major Mike, 15 melodious Easter parades, and it's a bond that can't be broken. Look at him. He loves it.
Real tradition. Isn't he great?
Now here's a sure sign of Easter Sunday. Hats, hats, and more hats.
Yes, it's the very fashionable hat shop making its way down Main Street. Look at all those lovely ladies in their Easter bonnets. Don't you love it, Reed?
I'm just brimming with excitement, if you know what I mean. No
brimming. Brimming, brimming.
Sorry
you say
about
brimming?
That. Check this out. Can you imagine the hat inside that tremendous hat box? I'll bet the Mad Hatter would love to get his hands on that one.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.